Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Welcome back, everyone, once again to another episode of Red Pill News. I hope you're having a lovely day and happy Friday. On today's episode, I have a very special interview for you. My friend Matt Strickland, the owner of Gourmelt's, the restaurant in Virginia that was recently shut down by the state police, is going to be joining us. But it turns out this is not just a story about COVID mandates. This is also a story about political corruption and the desire of the establishment to shut down a man who is willing to stand up for his principles and fight for the freedom of Americans and Virginians. So do me a favor, sit back, relax, and grab your popcorn. And we're going to be right back with Matt after this. Here we go. All right. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Red Pill News. As always, I'm your host, Zach Payne, the corruption detector. And joining me today, U.S. Army combat veteran Matt Strickland. Matt is, of course, that business owner from Virginia that inexplicably 2 years after COVID, the police came in and shut his business down. Matt, the world is insane. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Living, loving down here in Florida. It's gorgeous. Absolutely.
Oh, so you're doing great.
I'm doing great. Yes. This is the freest state in the union besides Texas, as far as I'm concerned. So happy to be here. Listen, I'm so sorry to hear about what's going on there. You know, I mean, the insanity of the COVID crisis, you know, the pandemic, it seemed like it was designed to shut down business and industry and put people into the poorhouse. But I mean, you weren't willing to accept that. You kept your business open throughout the whole madness, didn't you?
I sure did. Yeah. So when COVID first started, I realized pretty early on that these mandates were more about control than they were health and safety. And, I mean, what made that obvious is the mandates just made absolutely no sense. So, like, for example, they told me that nobody could sit at my bar, but I could pull the table up to the bar and you're allowed to sit there. And my bartender is not allowed to pass a drink over the bar. They have to walk around the bar and hand it to the customer side by side. And, you know, you got to wear a mask walking in the restaurant. But as soon as you sit down, somehow you're magically safe. Just mandates that made absolutely no sense. And I'm a guy that's all about common sense. So I quickly realized something else was at play here. And, you know, I spent 10 years of my life fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan against dictatorships. So I wasn't going to come home to my country and allow a dictatorship to rule here.
Absolutely.
So I talked to my wife and, you know, we were talking about ways we could fight back. And the only way we could fight back was by not complying. Mm-hmm. And by standing up against all of these ridiculous mandates. So we made the conscious decision to do so. And what happened after that is the former governor of Virginia, Northam, he took me to court. He sued me along with Virginia Department of Health. And they suspended my health department license. Well, in Virginia, your ABC license, your liquor license, your alcohol license is directly connected to your health department license. Mm-hmm. So once you lose your health department license, you automatically lose your ABC license. So that's what happened to me. But we went to court with the Virginia Department of Health and we beat them in court. I was able to prove these mandates were, in fact, unconstitutional. So they had to give me my health department license back, and they did. And then next up was ABC. So I went before the ABC board and we thought it was going to be pretty cut and dry, you know, a quick hearing. hey, you only took our ABC license because they took my health department license. Well, we won that back in court, so now you should give me my ABC license back.
Makes sense, right? Yeah.
But what you have to understand is this ABC board is a very liberal ABC board. It was put in place by Governor Northam. And so they wanted to make sure that I felt the pain. They wanted to make sure that they got me from at least one angle. Mm-hmm. So what they said was, well, it doesn't matter the reason we took your ABC license away from you. Doesn't matter. The fact is we took it away from you and you didn't comply. You continued to sell alcohol. Mm-hmm. And our argument was pretty simple. It was, yeah, we did. But the only reason we had to continue to sell alcohol without an ABC license is because you illegally and unconstitutionally took it from me. So long story short is they upheld the suspension and I continued to fight back the only way I knew how, like I said, which was not following the mandates, not complying. And I thought this would all be over with when Governor Youngkin won the governorship of Virginia. And when Jason Mayorkas won the attorney general spot here in Virginia, who's also a Republican, thought it was over. Everybody celebrated. And I met both of them. Well, actually, I didn't meet Youngkin in person. He called me when he was on the campaign trail and he left me a voicemail that I still have today, thanking me for standing up at the restaurant against COVID mandates, telling me how much of a pillar I am in the community and just telling me he's behind what I got going on at the restaurant as far as standing up to COVID mandates.
Right.
And Jason Mayorkas, he came to my restaurant physically and thanked me for standing up against COVID mandates. So obviously when they won their campaigns, I thought it was over with. And as soon as they won, I started reaching out to them both directly via text messages, phone calls, emails, social media, everything saying, hey guys, remember what you said when you were on the campaign trail? How mandates were unconstitutional and it's the main reason you're running. Well, I'm still being prosecuted for not following COVID mandates. And now it's under your administration. So can you do something for me over here? And I didn't hear anything back. And I was reaching out to them, you know, for their sake as well, because I was trying to let them know, hey guys, if this becomes public that I'm being prosecuted under your administration, it's not going to be good for you politically. Mm-hmm. Let's get this taken care of. And the first time I heard something back from either one of their office was last Friday when my restaurant was raided by the Virginia State Police and ABC agents, and they took every last drop of alcohol in my restaurant.
Jeez, oh, Pete's, man. We keep saying, talking about logic and reason. But I mean, the truth of the matter is, there is no logic to these decisions that are being made. You're absolutely right. It is about control. It's about authoritarianism. It's about you just following along and doing what you're told. Because to come in after all this time and suddenly enforce this stuff and seize these products from you, it doesn't make any sense. Now, after that raid, after they took everything from you, did they let you know? Is there like any process that you can follow to perhaps fight back? Or, I mean, is that it? Have you been forced to surrender your product and that it belongs to the state now?
Well, I've had no communication with the governor's office, the attorney general's office, nothing. I've reached out multiple different ways. I've reached out publicly. Mm-hmm. Via social media, so people can see that I'm reaching out, and it's just weird. They won't even acknowledge what happened last Friday. They won't even acknowledge publicly that the Virginia State Police and ABC agents came in and raided a man's small business because of COVID mandates, and only because of COVID mandates. I broke no laws. I violated no ABC laws. This is purely and only because I didn't follow COVID mandates, and it's just weird that they won't. They won't even acknowledge it on social media.
Well, what about this executive order that Youngkin just signed? I mean, eliminating all of the COVID mandates. And if I'm not mistaken, a part of that was that anybody who did have to pay any fines or suffered any consequences as a result of them, they're supposed to be refunded. I got to be honest, when I saw the timing of this announcement, along with the timing of your raid, I thought maybe Youngkin was looking to capitalize on it. And I'm really surprised to hear that he hasn't mentioned you at all. It defies logic.
Yeah. So there's political reasons why he hasn't mentioned me.
Okay.
And I'll get to that in a little bit if you want to.
Sure.
But the executive order itself was a direct result of what happened to me on Friday. And the reason he put that executive order out Tuesday was because my supporters across the nation were inundating his office with emails, social media posts, phone calls, and he couldn't ignore it anymore. So he had to do something. So he came out with this executive order saying, we're going to stop enforcement of COVID mandates, and we're going to refund businesses and individuals that had to pay fines due to not following COVID mandates. And everybody celebrated. They said, okay, great. All right. Now he's doing something for Matt. He's stepping up. Mm-hmm. But this executive order was a facade. It was actually nothing, because what this executive order actually says is, if you look at the directive, it says in there, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to compile a list of all individuals and businesses that were affected, that were prosecuted for not following COVID mandates. And I want that list to the Secretary of Finance by January 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the only deadline in this executive order. So a list of all businesses and individuals that were prosecuted for not following COVID mandates to the Secretary of Finance by January 15th. And then at that point, the Secretary of Finance is to take that list, review it, and then make any recommendations to the governor as to what, if any, actions they can take to help any of those businesses or individuals. So it doesn't promise anything. It just says, make recommendations to the governor if there's anything that we can do. And beyond that, there's no timeline for when that Secretary of Finance has to get that report and those recommendations to the governor. So it's wide open. So it could take months, which, you know, you and I both know the government is very inefficient. So it will take months. It may even last until his governorship is over with. You know what I mean? So
until the next time he's running again, you know,
that's right. Yeah, exactly. So this executive order does nothing. It does nothing at all. What this executive order was, and all it was, is a piece of paper, a facade, to say, hey, guys, shut up. Stop calling my office. I'm helping Matt out. I'm doing something. And a lot of people, they bought it. But if you actually read that executive order, it does nothing at all. If it did something, I would have my ABC license back now. I would have alcohol in my restaurant. The ABC agents would have had to return all of my alcohol. But it did nothing. And actually, the day after that executive order came out, the ABC actually served me with the papers telling me, my license is suspended and I can't serve alcohol until February.
So in February, will you receive your license back? Will you have the ability to serve alcohol? I'm wondering if they have taken it forever or if it's just sort of a suspension.
We're trying to get those answers behind the scenes. My lawyer and I are trying to get those answers behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Because if you watch in the video, when they raided my place,
mm-hmm.
they wanted to take my POS systems, but I didn't let them. So they downloaded the sales off of my POS systems. So what I believe they're going to try to do is trump up some more charges on me for mm-hmm. each and every transaction I made after my license was suspended. So I have no idea what the future holds, to be honest with you. And I can't get any answers from the Attorney General's office, the governor's office. It's just weird.
So you're just in legal limbo, essentially. That's really unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear you're going through that. I mean, obviously, this is going to have a significant impact on your business. You know, fines notwithstanding, you're going to be losing out on all of that potential revenue that you could be making on a daily basis. What about the restaurant portion of your business? Are you still able to operate that or have they attempted to shut that down as well?
Yeah, we're still able to operate that. But, you know, as you know,
mm-hmm.
the Biden administration, with the inflation that they have caused, the food prices are just skyrocketed. They're just astronomical. So it's very tough for especially mom and pop restaurants like myself to turn a profit strictly off of food. It's very difficult. That's why a lot of mom and pop shops like mine are we're surviving right now off of alcohol sales.
Yep.
So what they did is they basically ripped from under me my ability to provide for my family.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry for that. It's like they're trying to.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Sign you to the dustbin of history. I had read that you started out, Matt, as a series of food trucks. Is there a possibility that maybe you could try to open up maybe satellite branches doing the food trucks, perhaps having a little bit less overhead so that you can maybe have an easier time making ends meet?
Well, I don't have any more food trucks anymore. So
Okay.
I had three at one time, but the labor force is tough finding people to work these days.
Yeah.
So I sold all of my trucks and just focused on the brick and mortar restaurant itself.
All right. So how can people help you? I mean, obviously, if your supporters are beating down the doors of Governor Youngkin's office, you know, what other things can we do to help raise awareness and perhaps, you know, keep you and your family and your business afloat?
Well, I mean, you know, keep beating down the doors of the governor's office and the attorney general's office, calling them, you know, emailing them, hitting them up on social media. And that's what we need right now. We need to keep the foot on the gas pedal and let these guys know that, you know, as a people, you know, we're coming for you together. We're not going to let this go away. We're not going to let you sweep this under the rug. Ian Smith, if you know who he is, he was the gym owner in New Jersey.
Yes.
I think he had his front doors chain locked by the government. He cut it off and continued to operate business as usual. He reached out to me. And he actually started a Give, Send, Go for my restaurant, which was awesome. Man. I'm having to pay my bartenders and my staff out of my pocket right now, you know, because they have no way of making money, and It's right before Christmas, and you know, I'm not going to let them go without. So I'm paying them out of my pocket right now. I'm not sure how long that can last, but Ian started that for me. And if anybody wants to contribute to that, we'd be more than grateful. I'll shoot you a message with the link to that.
Please do. I'll definitely include it in the description. I guess it's really distressing to hear about the behavior of Governor Youngkin and his administration. I mean, I watched the Virginia governor's race while it was happening, a fair amount of intensity. I wanted to see what was going to happen there. And he definitely ran on the fact that he was going to end these mandates and he was going to, you know, allow businesses to open. So, I mean, this is just a flagrant lie as far as I'm concerned. And with as long as it took them to come in and finally, you know, enforce this stuff, you know, this far into his administration, it doesn't bode well for how quickly they're going to be able to solve it. I mean, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, they've basically attempted to punish you and take away any opportunity that you have to keep your business open. It's just it's unforgivable.
It is. Yeah, it absolutely is. And like you said, he's had a long time to rectify this situation.
Yeah.
Why didn't he put out that executive order stopping the COVID mandate prosecution day one when he took over? Yeah. Why didn't he stop that? Why didn't he drop that EO, you know, 3 months ago and I would have been protected? He only dropped it in response to my supporters calling his office and making sure that he knows we're not going to forget about this. And I need the people to continue to do that. Please do not take your foot off the gas pedal. I'm going to continue this fight for you. I'm not going to stop fighting. And I need you guys to fight, you know, right alongside me. I mean, they're trying to silence me as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm commenting on their posts, you know, respectfully, asking them where they're at. You know, I need your help. And they're deleting my comments off of their posts. There's a bunch of different high profile shows that I was supposed to be on. And they canceled me at the last minute because people from the administration called and asked them not to have me on because I was going to say derogatory things about Governor Youngkin. And so they're trying to silence me. And what pisses me off is they complain all the time about the left silencing, you know, different accounts on social media and things like that. Well, they're doing the exact same thing to me right now. And it's destroying our country.
It is. Yeah. You know, yeah, it oftentimes I like to remind people that this really isn't a left-right issue here. Yes, the social media and the tech companies, they have given preferential treatment to people on the left, but we are truly talking about a corrupt and failing government, a uniparty that is made up of, you know, two sides of the same coin. This is all about the control and the subjugation of the American people. And it doesn't really matter what party it is. I mean, they're both taking part in it. I mean, take a look at what happened here in the midterms. You know, I mean, we had Republican leadership that was working against America First candidates. And that's because people like us are a threat to their power structure. They can't afford to allow us into government or to have a voice. And it's very telling that Youngkin and, you know, and other people were eager to speak with you and, you know, praise you for your behavior before the election. But then as soon as they get into office, it's like they don't need the backup anymore. They don't need you as a freedom warrior out here on the outside to be rooting for them. You know, it's much easier to just push you out to the side and make you go away.
No, you're exactly right. And the point about, you know, it not being partisan, the point about there being just one unit party, you're absolutely correct, because I am running for state Senate here in Virginia now. And the reason why I'm running for state Senate is because back in, you know, 2020, when I started fighting COVID mandates at my restaurant, when I started going to all these school board meetings to get our kids back in school unmasked, I reached out to all of my local representatives here who are all Republican. And I said, hey, guys, you know, you're conservative Republicans. Where you at? I need your help. Mm-hmm. I'm fighting unconstitutional mandates by myself. It's just, well, not by myself, but, you know, with just the people, because I had a ton of support. But we need you. We elected you for this reason. And none of them reached back out to help. None of them, because it was too controversial for them. And for that reason, I started to dig into who these people are, especially here on the local level, mm-hmm. that are representing us. And I learned some things about a lot of them that I didn't like, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm talking the way they vote and things like that. And so my state senator, I reached out to him on multiple occasions to get him out here to support me. And like I said, he never reached back out. And then he started running around after I won in court, after I beat the health department in court. He started running around telling people he was an integral part of my win. And, you know, he had helped me find a lawyer, just all these blatant lies. Wow. And I had never met the man a day in my life. He had never reached out to me, just blatant lies. And, so I said, you know what? This is a guy that doesn't deserve to represent me or anybody else in the community. And, I started kicking around the idea of running against him. And from the time I started to fight at the restaurant, I had a bunch of different conservative organizations and, just the conservatives here in the community start asking me to run for something. And I'd never been interested in politics. I don't trust politicians from either side of the aisle, and just never been something that I was interested in doing. But I realized that if people who don't want to be politicians don't start stepping up and taking these seats, then how in the hell are we ever going to change anything? So I started thinking about maybe, you know what? Maybe I will get involved. So I started asking these conservative organizations, well, what seat do you need me to run after? You know, school board or president of the United States, where you need me? And the overwhelming majority, ironically, said, we want you to run for the state Senate seat, this particular person that I had an issue with. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know what? And they started telling me their own stories about him. And so I said, he sounds like a guy that needs to go. I'll do it. So I talked to a couple of people who are mutual friends of mine and his. I had no idea they were mutual friends, but I mentioned to them that I was thinking about jumping in to run against them. Well, they leaked that information to him. And the day after that information got to him, he sends me a text message. First time I ever heard from this guy. Hey, Matt, I want to thank you for, you know, being such a freedom fighter in the community and standing up for everybody's constitutional rights. I want to come out to your restaurant and present you with this flag that I flew over the state capitol for you and take some pictures. And I knew exactly what he was doing. Yeah. What he wanted to do is come, you know, have a photo op with me. So once I announce that I'm running against him, he can say, whoa, 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 why is this guy running against me? I went out there and I supported him. Yep. I knew exactly what he was doing. So I respectfully declined. And so not too long after that, I had another guy come into my restaurant who I knew because he's very politically involved here locally. And he actually came in with Jason Meares when Jason Meares was on the campaign trail. Mm-hmm. So long story short, I knew who the guy was. And he asked to sit down and talk to me. So I said, all right, let's sit down and talk. And he says, hey, man, I want to convince you not to run against Bryce. And I said, why would you do that? He said, well, because he's a good guy. You're going to be a great representative, but you need to take somebody's seat that deserves to go. And I said, well, what if I told you that he needs to go? And what if I can prove it to you? Mm-hmm. So I showed him all the proof that I had because I had a bunch of text messages from this guy that were blatant lies that I could back up with proof that are lies. And so he finally realized he wasn't going to convince me to not run against him. So then he started threatening me. Then he said, well, let me tell you this, man, under the guise of we're friends, I'm letting you know this information. That's what. So he said, well, if you do jump in, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a dirty campaign. He'll dig up every piece of dirt on you. And I said, listen, man, I joined the Army when I was 17 years old. You know, I spent majority of my adult life in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I've got a TSSCI clearance, a top secret clearance. Yep. There's nothing to dig up on me, man. Dig away. And he said, well, he'll put you in places that you've never been. Basically saying he'll make up stuff about me.
Whoa.
And he said, yeah, he said he'll have you followed, have your family followed. I said, man, listen, you can stop right there. Let him know the first time he has me or anybody in my family followed by anybody, it'll be the last time that person follows somebody. and so he knew right there that it, you know, he wasn't going to be able to convince me not to run. And that was the end of that conversation. And I told him, I said, everything you just told me right now is the reason why I'm coming after him.
Amen.
So you let him know I'm coming and I will win. Well, fast forward about a week or two after that, I was redistricted out of his district by like 1 mile.
Oh, man. What a snake.
So I can't run against him anymore. But it put me in this open district where there's no incumbent. So I'm still running for state senate.
That's amazing, dude. Well, that's, you know, that's almost even better because then you can actually work with him and be a check on whatever nasty, slimy stuff he's got. But no, I mean, that means that it's a lot more likely that you're going to be able to win. I mean, you're an excellent candidate from the get go. I mean, what with your experience and your activism since you've came out of service. But I mean, to actually run for an open seat, that's awesome. That's so good. All right. So what is your campaign website so people can check that out and donate if they want to?
Yeah, it's mattforva.com. And it's all spelled out, MATTFORVA.com. And the reason why I told you that whole story, because it does have implications as to what's going on with me right now.
Yeah.
So I'm very vocal. And if you look at my social media, you know, you'll be able to tell. Very vocal about not just Democrats that are ruining this country, mm-hmm. but also these establishment Republicans that are driving this country into the ground just as hard. I'm mm-hmm. very vocal about them. And actually, I'm more vocal about them because to me, they're more dangerous. You know, but they pretend to be, you know, conservative patriots and they're not. So because of that, the Virginia establishment, they do not want me to take this seat. Mm-hmm. And they've thrown their establishment opponent in. They've thrown their establishment candidate in against me, who is actually a sitting delegate here in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Now she's running for state senate against me. And the main reason, you know, why I have not been helped by the governor's office is because I'm very vocal about these establishment Republicans that are ruining this country. And so here's another kicker for you. So with that executive order that he just dropped Tuesday, he mentioned that he's introducing legislation, that will make it law that no more COVID mandates will be enforced. Right. And that was in direct result to my fight and what happened to me on Friday and all of my supporters, you know, inundating his office with calls and such. Who he gave that bill to carry in this year's legislation?
To your opponent. Wow.
Yeah. So just a big slap in the face, man. So all of this stuff has a lot of political implications behind the scenes. And it just shows you how crooked and dirty politics are. Even these politicians like Glenn Youngkin, who you thought was a nice guy, you know, every time you see him on camera, it seems like a very nice guy. These people are power hungry. They're all about power, and they will stomp on and trample over anybody in their way to make sure that you don't get in front of or block their political aspirations.
Yeah, yeah, it's a private club and you're not in it, so that's they got to make sure you stay out. Yeah, I absolutely love it. You're right on point with you know, everything I go tell the audience. I mean, the only way that we're going to replace those corrupt politicians or get rid of those corrupt politicians is to replace them. So we need people like us, people who actually care about America, who understand what the job means, you know, representing we the people, not representing your own interests or the interests of special interests. We have to run for office and we have to start at the local level so that we can rise up. Because where do all those candidates come from? I mean, they're pulling from the lower offices to bring them up. Right. And somebody like you, you are a direct threat to those people who would not represent the American people. So my hat goes off to you. I absolutely love it. And I can, you know, Virginia is one of those states. I mean, that's spook central, you know? I mean, you got the CIA right there. So I can totally see how that guy would use every tool at his disposal to stomp you from being able to win that seat. That's actually shocking. I know how dirty politics is. I hear this all the time. But to actually get a threat like that, you know, I mean, that's like one step away from, I'd hate to see something happen to you and your family, you know?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right about it. But what they want to do is they want to scare me and back me down into giving up and complying and not running for office. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that because, and the reason why I'm not going to give up this fight against COVID mandates and give in to their requests to just comply is because if we do that, all we're doing is we're handing this fight off to the next generation.
Yep.
And I'm not going to hand this fight off to my kids because by the time they're able to pick this fight up, it'll be way too far gone and it'll be too late. Yep. So, you know, it's my duty and it's your duty and obligation to fight this fight right now, just like you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you, you know, forming this platform that you have and getting the truth out there because there's so many platforms and so many shows that won't do that. All they care about is this. It all comes back to money.
Yep.
And I applaud you for that.
Well, thank you very much, Matt. I appreciate it. And I appreciate everything you're doing. Listen, is there anything else you want to make sure the audience knows before we sign off?
No, I just want to make sure you guys know that, this fight that I'm in right now, like I said, it's not for me. They've offered me many settlements, you know, behind closed doors that I could have taken. And this would have all been over with a long time ago. But I continue to fight this fight for you guys. My whole goal in this is to make sure that it never happens to anybody again. My whole goal in this is not to just whatever the quickest way possible is, get my liquor license back so I can start making money again. It's not the goal. The goal is to make sure they know if you ever try this again, there's some case studies done by Gore Meltz and Matt Strickland that shows if the people stand together that you won't be able to get away with this. And one thing I also want to tell people is next time this happens, because it will happen again where they try to strip us of our rights and they try to con us into complying with these mandates that we know are unconstitutional. When it happens again, I hope that more people realize if you stand up from the beginning and we all stand together, businesses stand together, individuals stand together, they can't stop us. There'll be nothing that they can do because if even 20 restaurants here in Virginia or 50 would have did the same thing that I did, then it would have been over a long time ago because they can put all of their assets and all of the, you know, the full weight that they have on me, one person. But if I would have had, you know, multiple restaurants stand up and do the same thing, there would be no way that they could, you know, that they could arrest us all.
Yep.
And I hope more people understand that and believe that and know that next time this happens, all we need to do, all of us like-minded patriots that know everything that happened was wrong. All we need to do is stand up and stand together, have each other's back, and this will be over before it starts.
Yep. No, amen. That's absolutely correct. I mean, for tyranny to succeed over men, the only thing that has to happen is for good people to do nothing. And unfortunately, throughout the entirety of the shutdowns, too many people did nothing. So applause to you, my friend. Really excited about everything you've got going on. Tell everybody where to find the restaurant. Tell everybody where to find your website and if you want them to follow you on any social media.
Yeah, the restaurant you can check out at gourmelts.com, and it's spelled G-O-U-R-M-E-L-T-Z. And then for my campaign, it's mattforva.com. And then on social media, it's at mattforva, and that's all spelled out, M-A-T-T-F-O-R-V-A.
Okay, awesome. Are you on Truth Social or just the normal platform?
Yeah, I'm on Truth Social as well. I'm not a big social media guy, period.
Yeah.
So I don't do much on there, but I am on there for sure. And then also the website, if you want to check out more about me or, you know, like you said, donate to the campaign to help me crush the establishment, you can do so at mattforva.com.
Okay, right on. Well, Matt, thanks again for being here with us today. I really appreciate you, and thanks for taking the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right. We'll see you.